show you. I'm gonna show you how to operate in the spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
Hey, are you happy? If you're not, then why? If you're not, then why?
We're here to help your life be happier.
Hello, welcome to Happy Life Studios. Hey, I just wanted to send out a quick podcast to you all, just to wish you a happy weekend. I just had this desire in me today to just tell all my followers and friends and everything to just, I want you to have a happy weekend. And I know in our last podcast that we posted last Monday, I talked about how the next podcast is going to be, I'm going to share some, what I learned to turn my heavy into happy. This is not that podcast. This is just a simple little quick podcast, a shout out to wish you a happy weekend.
Have yourself a happy little weekend.
You're probably like, no, not Christmas music. No lie. I was in the side note here, but I was driving around the other day and I was hit search on my radio, and all of a sudden a Christmas song was on. So I stopped the search and I thought, are you kidding me? And I thought maybe it was just one song and they had a point to it, but they kept going. I mean, there's a radio station out there in the Northwest in Seattle right now that is playing 24 hours. Every song is Christmas. And I know there's some that like to brag about it. They the moment Thanksgiving hits, the next day it's all Christmas, all the way through Christmas. But really, I mean, this is like the middle, the beginning of October, and there's already a station out there playing nothing but Christmas songs. The only thing worse than that was, okay, little confession here. I didn't turn the channel. I kept listening to the, I mean, I'm dogging on them, but I listened to them my whole time I was driving around. I guess I love Christmas songs. But anyway, so I just wanted to wish you a happy weekend. And I think everyone needs to be wished a happy weekend. And sometimes people don't get that. I just want you to hear from somebody else's mouth. I want you to have a happy weekend. I hope it's amazing. I hope it's fun. I hope it's relaxing for you, because I know that you work really hard. I know that you can get really tired. I know that the stress level of our lives oftentimes is just so great, and we just hang on for that one weekend. Well, I just hope that this weekend is just going to be stinking amazing for you. Well, maybe more amazing than stinking, but I hope it's going to be a happy weekend. And I thought, you know, I should give you guys like a little word of advice or a little tip or something, and nothing just was coming to me. My stuff that you already know about how to have a happy weekend, and you know, tell you to sleep in, or tell you to Netflix, or tell you to go out and enjoy nature, or tell you to take your family out to eat. I mean, there's all those different things, and nothing really stuck out until this one thought came in. And you know, Jimmy Durante, you will hear it, the song, at the end of this podcast, like you hear at almost all of my podcasts. But he said it best. I thought, you know, this is so typical. We tend to think about ourselves all the time. And I'm thinking, what's a tip that I can have a happier weekend? Well, I think that when this came to me, I was like, I think my perspective was just off a little bit. Instead of us wondering or worrying or thinking about or planning, structuring, or strategizing on how we could have a happy weekend, what if we kind of put all that on hold, or even threw it out the window, and we just concentrated on this right here? How could I make someone else have a happier weekend? I mean, I think that's the money right there. Instead of worrying about how am I going to have a happier weekend, what's something I can do for someone else? And it could be as simple as sending a text that takes 30 seconds to write. Just thinking of you. I'm praying for you. I think you're amazing. Going on Facebook and finding people, maybe people that you don't even know, and just putting a positive comment on there. Or if somebody, you know, instead of saying no to somebody this weekend, just say, I'm going to say yes two times this week and that I'd normally say no to, or someone needs help moving, or someone, hey, can I come over and help you clean your room or your house, or you make cookies and you go give them to your neighbor, or, I mean, it's just countless, all the ways that we could just make somebody else's life happier. We could make somebody else's weekend a happy weekend. And I think if we do that, our weekend will be happier. Because, well, I think Jimmy Durante says it best.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
So thank you so much for listening. And have a happy weekend. You really do deserve it. You're an amazing human being. And I'm glad that you're alive and you're on this planet. Have a happy weekend and a happy life.
D-Base.